This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Done that before when band and I was playing and going along, and I just sort of strummed out of rhythm and such
to try to sabotage the song.
Well,
get
just
over yourself, guitarist.
I wanted them to stop.
No.
That's what it is.
Just stop playing. You run the risk of sounding cooler when you try to sabotage the song.
Class is in.
Back from the dead. He's back from the dead. Exercise the demon of the stomach virus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Joe Burns. I just don't get sick. It's impossible for me to get sick. But the guy sitting to my left, what's your name there, young man?
I'm not dead.
I'm glad to see you standing on your own 2 feet, vertical, upright.
I wasn't in the hospital.
Back amongst the living. Congratulations, Chad P. It's glad to have you back. We missed you last week, Chad.
We started buying flowers.
and we started to find a couple priests that would be able to administer last rites at the drop of a hat. When we heard you were in the hospital,
I wasn't in the hospital.
We were concerned that you would pass it along to, you know, the remainder of the population. We'd have another remake of the movie 28 Days Later.
I had a stomach bug.
Well,
that's all it was.
Must have been a giant, big, hairy bug with lots of things. Anyway, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It really is. It was, you know, Todd and I just didn't have any chemistry. didn't want to go to the prom with me or anything. So, but it really is. It's good to have you back. But Rock School's back on the air. The old team is here. It's good, you know. We almost fired you, but it's good to have you back.
Okay.
Before we get started, Chad, let me pitch a video that's out now. This is called Paul McCartney is Really Dead.
What?
You know the Paul McCartney deal? He's supposedly dead. He died in 1966.
Yeah. Someone.
This is a great DVD. If you have Netflix and you have the ability to stream Netflix through your VCR or PlayStation or what have you, you can get it right off the bat because it allows itself to be streamed. If you can't, go on Netflix and just have it sent to you over DVD.
Yeah.
It's called Paul McCartney is Really Dead, and here's the pitch behind this one.
Yeah.
Supposedly, George Harrison, after he was attacked by the guy with the knife, thought he was going to die. So he had his wife go out and get one of those little micro cassette recorders.
Sure.
And he recorded the entire story onto a couple of little cassette tapes.
Okay.
The entire story is laid out why the Beatles did it, why Paul McCartney died, how they got Philip Campbell, and all of the clues that are on the album, narrated by George Harrison. So that's the story. And it's a great little DVD. It starts to fall apart at the end because they bring in Paul McCartney's second wife and all of that. And the numbers don't line up. But it's really a great story. And whoever does the George Harrison voiceover isn't bad. Kind of sounds a little like George Harrison.
Cool deal.
So if you can get your hands on it, if you're a Netflix person, you can. Paul McCartney is Really Dead.
Who paid you to endorse this product?
Nobody. I watched it and loved it. What a great sales pitch. I loved
there.
It. I just thought it was fun. Paul McCartney is Really
what
Dead.
You guys do while I was gone.
Yeah, well, we got a new sponsor called Paul McCartney is Really Dead. Now on to the show. You ever listen to a rock record and you heard something in there and you went, that's not right. I think that's a blooper. I think a mistake has been made.
Yeah, that accidentally got left in?
I have for you here about 14 rock bloopers.
Are you serious?
Mistakes.
I come back to, we're doing bloopers?
Yes, we are. Mistakes. Things that were left inside of rock songs that shouldn't have been. You know Pearl Jam?
I do.
Pearl Jam's had a lot of drummers.
Yes, they have.
Their third drummer, Dave Abruzzi, was apparently kind of made angry. by the group. The song Rear View Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen the whole way through the song, it's a rocker. And you get to 4 minutes and 35 seconds into the song, you hear the results of Eddie Vedder and the remainder of Pearl Jam screaming at a Bruzy, hit harder, hit harder, hit the drums harder, hit the drums harder. What a Bruzy did was get so upset at these guys that on his last smash of the drums,
mm-hmm.
he takes the drum sticks, smashes them into the drum kit, and then throws them against the wall. The band thought this was so great, they left it in the song.
Oh, cool.
And if
Let's
you listen, you can hear it. Then according to the book, Five Against One, an enraged Bruzy takes mm-hmm. the snare drum, smashes a hole in it, and throws it off a cliff. That is not in the song. But the drumstick smashing into the kit and going against the wall was left in the song.
Let's play it.
As we get into bloopers. Here you go. Pearl Jam. Rock School. It's good to have you back there, Chad.
Why?
Because now I got somebody eating on microphone again. Last week, Todd never ate anything
on mic. Todd doesn't eat on mic, huh?
Now we got a Twix going down here on mic. We're doing bloopers today on
Dude,
Rock
I heard
School.
It.
Did
I
you hear the drums?
Sticks? Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
You wouldn't have known that that was a blooper. You just thought, man, they're rocking it out.
No, he got
up
angry.
Against the wall.
Right against the wall. You like Radiohead?
I do.
Creep.
I love that song.
There's two parts in it where it's, you know, moving along and then chung-gung. Chunk, and that comes along.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Johnny Greenwood,
mm-hmm.
right? At 58 and 2 minutes, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Happens twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to bandmate Ed O'Brien, Select Magazine was interviewing him, and Greenwood's, you know, chunk,
mm-hmm.
those chunks that are in there.
Yeah.
That's actually him trying to screw up the song.
Why?
He didn't like how it was coming out. He didn't like the song.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was take his guitar and, you know, just as sometimes, you know, I won't like how the show is going.
Right.
And I'll just sort of stop and I'll go. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And you'll say, what? And let's start the break over again. Mm-hmm. That's what he was doing.
Wow.
He was trying to destroy the song. And when they listened back to it, they thought, that's great. Leave that in there. So that's actually Greenwood trying to screw up the song. So it's a blooper.
That's amazing.
That actually fit.
Hey.
And he thought it was great.
I remember growing up, that song, that video was featured on Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
And he said that was his favorite part.
Yeah. He was trying to screw it up, and it didn't work. From 1993's Pablo Honey, here's Radiohead. Happens at 58
mm-hmm.
and 2 minutes.
Yep.
Chug-a, chug-a.
Can't miss it.
This is where it comes from. Rock School. There's one from Radiohead.
That is
Creep.
So weird. I'll show you.
Yeah, chunga chunga chunga, and they just did that. I've done that before when band and I was playing and going along, and I just sort of strummed out of rhythm and such
to try to sabotage the song.
Well,
get
just
over yourself,
I wanted
guitarist.
Them to stop.
No,
that's what it is.
Just stop playing. You run the risk of sounding cooler when you try to sabotage the song.
Speaking of stopping playing, in the Beatles song "Ticket to Ride."
Huh?
There's a part where the entire guitar drops out.
Mm-hmm.
It's after the bridge, and the entire guitar drops out. Now, that wasn't done on purpose. They just didn't have the guitar recorded in. But the guitar just kind of drops out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to sabotage something or if you want to protest, just stop!
No, why? It's a whole lot more fun just to, you know,
sure.
step on the face pedal
right.
and blah, 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 blah. In the Police's song, Roxanne,
mm-hmm.
from 1978, Outlandish de Amor. Yeah, of course, Sting has to Outlandish de Amor. You couldn't just call it something easy. Right at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and this is one I'm not sure is really true, because if something happened right there at the beginning,
yeah.
why wouldn't you just say, stop, 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 stop,
start over.
Whoa, my apologies.
Right.
Let's go again. Count it off again,
sure.
Andy. There's a piano chord that's really dissonant and really weird at 4 seconds. And then there's like a laugh at 6 seconds, like mm-hmm. something wrong happened,
mm-hmm.
and then Sting giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something wrong did happen. they're playing the song live.
Yeah.
As a lot of, you know, you get a click track going and
sure.
you play the song and then you have sort of a false vocal track and then he comes back in later and chords the real vocal track.
Yeah.
He backs up and sits down on a piano. He thought the top was closed over the keys.
He sat on the keys?
He sat on the keys. And it goes wrong. And then you hear him giggle and it gets picked up by a microphone somewhere that was live. Apparently mm-hmm. the mic they were going to use for his, you know, scrap vocal track.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's where he gets it. But again, I wonder if that's true, because if it happened at 4 seconds in, wouldn't somebody have gone, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Whoa. Whether it's true or not, eh. But makes for a good story.
Let's hear it.
Right at the beginning, 4 seconds in. So Juan, don't start it until I shut up. Rock School. There's Rock School. Well, Chad is previewing all of these songs. You never heard these things before?
Well, no. I mean, who pays attention to that?
That one I actually knew about when I saw it online.
Who sits there and listens to the first 4 seconds? Okay, I'm listening intently for this specific thing. But yeah, I heard the piano and I heard the laugh.
Have we ever cleared our voices on the air? In the show?
I don't
know that I have either. We always clear our voices first, then go on the air.
I don't do that. That's horrible.
Now, when we get back, I'm going to give you two instances of rock stars who cleared their throat during their song.
Well, you can't do that.
No. But I have two instances of it, and we'll play one of them. And the second one, boy, they really bring up phlegm, not only from the throat, but from the soul.
From the depths of Hades.
You bet. Hello, Radio Universidad. Salamangas Bain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you? Welcome back.
Where nobody gets sick.
Nobody
and goes
gets
to the
sick.
Hospital.
There's no bloopers. It's serious.
That's right.
Serious and healthy.
Get us on the Facebook listening radio computerized device. You can search Rock School Radio Show, and that's where you'll find us. I'm getting lots and lots of email from people who are listening to us over podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just continue to say, "Do you have a show on this? Do you have a show on this? Do you have a show on this?" And what's nice is I can say yes, because very soon we're going to record our 208th show. And if you do the mathematics on that, 4, 6, 3, 8, carry the one. That's a 4-year anniversary.
That's right.
I know. Coming up. Back in a minute.
Bigger cake.
Yeah. All right. I pitched it before the break that Chad shoves another Snickers into his mouth.
For Snickers.
Yes, it is. I pitched before the break that we would have a couple people hacking and coughing. We played Pink Floyd last week, so we can't play Pink Floyd again this week. But mm-hmm. David Gilmour, if you know the song Wish You Were Here,
yeah,
it starts mm-hmm. with it sounding like it's coming through a little cheesy AM radio speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right as the acoustic bit begins, mm-hmm. listen closely. David Gilmour goes, and then the acoustic bit starts. It's one of those things that back then you did a lot of recording live. It wasn't track to track to track.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was track to track to track, you just go and you hack out the cough. But since it was all live, it was picked up by the acoustic guitar microphone.
This is great.
It is.
Well, we got Easter coming up. It's like little hidden Easter eggs
and
everything.
That's true. 27 seconds in is where you'll find it. I was going to play it, but we had played things. So this morning, as I'm thinking about, I need another song where somebody hacks because a cough is funny.
It's Hawk.
I caught one straight away.
Mm-hmm.
On David Lee Roth's album, the solo album, Your Filthy Little Mouth, he had a secondary Mensa little hit called Sensible Shoes.
Yeah.
It's right at the beginning. And again, when things are right at the beginning, you think to yourself, why didn't you have somebody go in and just hack off that cough? He goes, and brings up phlegm again, not from the throat, but from the soles of his sensible shoes.
So Juan,
don't start it until I stop talking. It's the first thing on the track. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Here you go. Rock School.
Thank you. that stingray. I do it my way, got a good job. I'm making lots of money. I look good and I'm funny. So why am I want some money? The gypsy said the problem with you. You need some sensible shoes. This black book is loaded with phone numbers, potential lovers, new worlds to discover. You would think I really got it made now. New Ray-Ban shades, but I'm a heartache, I'm brave now. I walk around with the blues. I need some sensible shoes. Sensible shoes. Some sensible shoes. Yeah. All my friends now, they look up to me. They wish they could be a lot more like me, but they don't know, and they can't see how I'm hurting, how I'm empty. Lost my soul. Some sensible shoes. Sensible shoes. Ones that lead me back to you. Sensible shoes. God, you're the only lover that was ever true. I need some sensible shoes.
Bottom of the hour. Everybody clear their throats? Have we cleared their throats already? There you go.
Dude, that was gross. Gross.
Yeah. And it was David Lee Roth, so God knows what came up. This is 7 days and 70 seconds. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad Pete. I'm healthy.
Yes, you are. Monday, March 28th, Sunday, April 3rd. You got Monday. Do it.
15 years ago, 1996, that's on March 28th, wanting to focus exclusively on his budding solo career, one of my all-time favorites, Phil Collins leaves Genesis.
Tuesday, March 29th, 1966, 45 years ago, Rolling Stone frontman Mick Jagger receives 8 stitches on his head after being hit by a chair thrown on stage by a fan in Marseille, France.
And they kept it on the live track, and it's in this show.
Right.
March 30th, 1956, Johnny Cash records I Walk the Line.
Thursday, March 31st, 1986, 25 years ago, the eldest Isley brother, that's Kelly, dies of a heart attack at his home in Alpine, New Jersey. He's only 48 years old.
April 1, happy April Fool's Day, everyone. Back in 1969, Frank Sinatra began a 120-week run on the UK chart with the song My Way. That's a record that still stands today, Doc.
By the way, April 1st,
mm-hmm.
My wife's birthday.
Get out of
I'm
town.
I'm telling you what, she has endured so much having her birthday on April Fool's Day.
I bet.
Saturday, April 2nd, 5 years ago, more than 2,000 friends and family members attend the funeral for Country Music Hall of Fame member Buck Owens in Bakersfield, California. And then Sunday, April 3rd, 1996, 15 years ago, while on probation for his conviction in a hit-and-run accident, legendary performer and songwriter Wilson Pickett is arrested for cocaine possession.
Ouch.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Now, I'll make you a bet you've heard this song 500 times.
Which one?
Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
501, actually.
But you've never heard this mistake. The problem is, as soon as I point it out, it's going to be all you can hear.
Okay.
The guitar goes two ways. Mm-hmm. It's got a fuzz box on it when you hear that. But when they go into the chorus, that fuzz is taken off.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when they go into the chorus, there's a click. A nice hard click when Keith Richards stomps on that stomp box to turn it on. So every time it goes into the chorus and that you're going to hear a click to make the guitar do that. And you think to yourself, oh, I can't hear that. Listen, the moment it goes right before it does that, click, you'll hear that fuzz box turn on.
He stomps that hard on it?
That's right. You'll hear that thing click. And as soon as you're maybe once or twice, you'll get, I don't hear that. And it'll go click. And then for the rest of the song and the rest of your life.
You're ruining it.
That's all you're going to hear. Click.
You're ruining everything for me.
The first one, if you want to count seconds, comes at 35 seconds. And then you'll have a general idea where the rest of them come. Can't get no satisfactions. Here's
not,
the stone.
Not today.
Click. 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 Rock School. I got so many of these to choose from. I brought a ton of these things here. Did you know there is an F-bomb in Hey Jude?
What?
In Hey Jude.
No, it's not.
Now, you got to remember how they recorded. There was layers and layers and layers of recording, which was then bounced from reel to reel to reel to reel.
Yeah.
Because they only had four tracks. So you record all four tracks and you'd bounce them all over to a reel to reel. So if anything got recorded, once it got bounced, you couldn't really go in and then cut it away.
Mm-mm.
But right as he says, just remember to let her under your skin, John Lennon says, whoa, and then the next line, just as it starts, then you begin.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen on the right-hand side, you really got to put on headphones, the right-hand side, John Lennon says, blanking something or other.
Dude.
There's an F-bomb in Hey Jude.
You're ruining all my favorite material.
I'm very sorry. Something for Steve, the engineer here at the radio station.
What Frank Zappa song is it going to be?
The Muffin Man.
I knew it was going to be Zappa.
It was recorded live in Austin, Texas. And when you record something live, there's all kinds of chances for things to go wrong.
Of course.
There's an entire opening spoken word section in which, you know, it's just simply to get you. It was always closing song. It was to get him to a final guitar solo. And then he says, good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. And that's it. He blows it so bad, it's where he starts talking about a quarter-ounce green rosette at the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design. He blows it so bad that even the band goes behind him. And he stops and he goes, let's try it again. And he starts all over again. Why wouldn't you re-record it? It's Zappa, man. Why even discuss? Here you go. Frank Zappa, the Muffin Man, starts at 48 seconds. And I don't even have to point it out. He blows it so bad, you got to be dumb. Not to hear it.
Take two.
Rock and roll. Rock school.
The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants.
Man, that guy was a blazing guitarist, wasn't he? I mean, if you look past the fact that he screwed up the dense but radiant muffin of his own design.
See, that's what happens whenever you get so deep with your dialogue and everything.
He did kind of live with a thesaurus in his hand, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. You run the radio show, and you're good people for it.
Hello, KLSU in Baton Rouge. Thanks for playing our show on Tiger Radio.
I just want to point out to the people in Burlington, Wisconsin, the high today in Louisiana is, I think, 88 degrees. The high up there today, I think, is 4. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere around in there. When we get back from the break, nothing makes me happier than playing a Bruce Springsteen song and finding trouble with it.
Oh.
Why? Because it upsets Ralph Wood. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, back from the break. Time to play a Bruce Springsteen song.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, what you're about to do.
For what?
Why are you trying to antagonize Ralph Wood?
It's fun.
God bless him. He doesn't have a radio show to reciprocate with.
He sits down in his basement and puts a tinfoil on his head. And
all he's going to do is go on Facebook and hit the comment button about 500 or 600 times and fill up my inbox. Ralph J. Wood commented on Rock School Radio shows with more status.
Good. Okay, here we go.
Click.
From the album Born in the USA, title track, Born in the USA.
Right.
When you get towards the end of it, when there's about a minute left, there's that section where the band just kind of goes and Max Weinberg continues a drum roll the whole way through it. Now, what those who are fans of Bruce Springsteen are going to tell you, they meant to do that.
Yeah, right.
And it meant to just be a big garbling of music. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Why?
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why?
And when you listen to the keyboard part, which basically carries the melody of it, that little major bum, 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 you know, just, and that's nice. It's just a continuation the whole way through the song.
That's what the song's known for.
But if you listen to it, the keyboard part goes blum, 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 blum. Blum, 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 blum. And the other instruments, some of them start and then start and stop again. But the bass, you know, trills the whole way through it along with Mac. He's got a mental picture as they're recording this kind of live in the studio of Bruce Springsteen turning around with his eyes as big as saucers going, okay, one, two, guys, let's get it together. You'll never talk me out of it. I think the band didn't know where they were.
That's awesome.
And they all got kind of lost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Max was smart enough, the drummer, Max Weinberg, was smart enough to just continue the drum roll until the leader turned around and went, 2, 3, 4, blum, 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 blum. I consider that a mistake. I think that's what happened.
That's awesome.
You tell me if I'm right, which I am. Born in the USA. It's them. Rock School. Last break on Rock School.
That man is going to come over here.
Yeah.
He is going to stand right outside that door right there.
Ralph, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, he's slow. We can go.
Wow.
Here are some of the ones we're not going to play. He's one of my best friends. Come on.
I love him.
I know. Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some.
We didn't play a Van Halen song?
We played a David Lee Roth song. That was enough. It's not quite morphine. It's, you know. Here we go. Inside of Everybody Wants Some, he's supposed to say the line, I see a lot of people just looking for a moonbeam, and it came out, talaka mulumaka moompi. And they just left it in. In Led Zeppelin's Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, there's a ghostly voice at 1:43. It's Robert Plant actually singing along with John Bonham's track.
Sure.
And they just left it in there, and it sounds like a ghostly voice. In Megadeth's version of Paranoid, apparently Nick Mensa got so into drumming that he kept playing after the song was over. And if you listen right at the end of the song, you can hear Dave Mustaine shouting, Nick! Nick! Nick, the song's over! Again, you don't know if that's actually true or if they just did it for fun.
Awesome.
In Funk 49, the entire riff at 2:48, 2 minutes and 48 in there, was all screwed up. And they never went back and fixed it. And finally, in which is it? At 2 minutes and 44, in the Mamas and the Papas, Denny comes in a full measure early singing, I Saw Her Again Last Night. He sings, I saw her again. He comes in a full measure early.
I meant to do that.
Yep, it was too hard to fix it, so they just went ahead and left it in there.
Why not?
Now, here's the one we're going to play.
What's that?
Led Zeppelin's song, The Ocean.
I know The Ocean.
It's 4 minutes and 31 seconds long.
Yeah.
At a minute 33, a telephone rings in the studio. At a minute 41, the telephone rings again.
That's not supposed to be in there.
In the studio. At a minute 59, Robert Plant comes in early and goes, If you know what you're listening for, you can hear it. And then at 4:11, at the end of the song, when it kind of goes into a swing time, Jimmy Page messes up his solo, and you hear the G string go, plonk. So four things to listen for. At a minute 31, phone rings. Minute 41, phone rings. Minute 59, and then at 4:11, bad G string hit. That's it.
Hey.
And that wraps up the blooper show for you. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back. Nothing like a good kick in the pants and a few smiles to come back with.
Good enough. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Once again, good to have you back. Class is dismissed.